Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and today Masechus Yevamos Daf Yud. The first parak, Chamisha Sri Nashim. The first parak has been generously sponsored as a schus for Mordechai Chaim ben Esther and as a schus for Shidduch Hagon for Leah bas Esther. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Adar Karchina said in the name of Rava in front of Rav Kahana, the Rebbe does hold of Rebbe Chiya's rule and provided a different explanation of Rebbe's response to Levi as to why the Mishnah does not include the case of Imo Anusas Aviv, his mother who was violated by his father. Rebbe explained that it would not fit into one of Rebbe Chiya's rules in the following case. Yaakov violates two sisters, and each one bears him a son. And then these two sisters marry Yaakov's two other sons, who then die childless. While Rebbe Chiya's rule that her sister, who is her fellow Yavama, can do chalitza or yibum, applies here, the rule of hasur lazeh muteres lazeh, the sister that is prohibited to this Yavam, is permitted to the other Yavam, and vice versa, does not, since each Yavam is usher as the mother of a different Yavam, and is the sister of his other Yavama. And if the case was when Yaakov violated two women who were not related to each other, who then bore sons, and they married Yaakov's two other sons, who then died childless, the case would fulfill the rule of asur lazeh muteres lazeh, the sister that is usher to this Yavam is muta to the other Yavam, but would not fulfill the rule of Achoseshi Yavimta, her sister, who is her fellow Yavama. Point number two, Ravashi says that Rebbe does not hold of Rebbe Chiya's rule, and that his harsh response to Levi was that Levi should have inferred that the ton of our Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that Anusas Aviv is Aser, and therefore, there can never be a case of Anusas Aviv falling to Yibum from either brother. But the Mishnah later says, Sheish Arayos Chamuros Me'ela, six Arayos are more chamor than the 15 Mithnation and Suas Lachirim because they must be married to others and can never marry a man's paternal brother. The Gemara proves that since two of these Arayos are Imo, Beisha's Avi, his mother and his father's wife, it must be that Imo, his mother, is referring to a woman that was violated by his father. And the Mishnah is stating clearly that she's forbidden to all of the paternal brothers, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And point number three, the Gemara discusses the halacha in the case of a cholatzel yibimto v'chazavikitcha, one brother who does chalitza and then returns and does kedushin with her and then dies childless, so that she then falls back to his brothers whom she had previously fallen for yibum or chalitza. Reish Lakish holds that the first brother is not chayiv karis for taking his chalitza, but the other brothers would be chayiv, and all of them would be chayiv karis for taking her tzara. Rav Yochanan says that neither he nor the brothers would be chayiv karis for taking her or any of her tzaros. Reish Lakish's reason is that the pasuk states regarding one who did chalitza, asher lo yivneh, who shall not build his brother's house. Kevin shel banna shuv lo yivneh. The future tense implies that once he did not build, he shall never again build. This is a lav against taking the chalitza, but does not carry the penalty of karis. Even though his brother's wife was originally prohibited as an Issa Karis, she's only prohibited as a lav. According to Reish Lakish, only he who did chalitza and did not build is now subject to the lav. But the other brothers who did not do chalitza remain with the original Issa Karis. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the brother who did chalitza acted as the shaliach for all the brothers, and the chalitza acted as the shaliach for all her tzaros. Therefore, no Issa Karis remains for any of the brothers with her or any of the tzaros. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Adar Karchina said in the name of Rava in front of Rav Kahana that Rebbe does hold of Rebbe Chiya's rule and provided a different explanation of Rebbe's response to Levi as to why the Mishnah does not include the case of Imo Anusas Aviv, his mother, who was violated by his father. Rebbe explained that it would not fit into one of Rebbe Chiya's rules in the following case. Yaakov violates two sisters, and each one bears him a son. And then these two sisters marry Yaakov's two other sons, who then die childless. While Rebbe Chiya's rule that Achoseshi Yavimta, Choletzes Omisabemis, her sister, who is her fellow Yavama, can do chalitza or yibum, applies here, the rule of Hasur Lazeh Muteres Lazeh, the sister that is prohibited to this Yavam, is permitted to the other Yavam, and vice versa, does not, since each Yavam is usher as the mother of a different Yavam, and is the sister of his other Yavama. And if the case was when Yaakov violated two women who were not related to each other, who then bore sons, and they married Yaakov's two other sons, who then died childless, the case would fulfill the rule of Asur Lazeh Muteres Lazeh, the sister that is usher to this Yavam is muta to the other Yavam, but would not fulfill the rule of Achoseshi Yavimta, her sister, who is her fellow Yavama. Point number two, Ravashi says that Rebbe does not hold of Rebbe Chiya's rule, and that his harsh response to Levi was that Levi should have inferred that the ton of our Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that Anusas Aviv is Aser, and therefore, there can never be a case of a nusas aviv falling to yibum from either brother. But the Mishnah later says, Shesh arayos chamuros me'ela. Six arayos are more chamur than the 15, b'nation nesuas l'achirim, because they must be married to others and can never marry a man's paternal brother. The Gemara proves that since two of these arayos are imo, Beisha's avi, his mother, and his father's wife, it must be that imo, his mother, is referring to a woman that was violated by his father. And the Mishnah is stating clearly that she's forbidden to all of the paternal brothers, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And pointing with you, the Gemara discusses the halacha in the case of a cholitzel yibimto v'chaz v'kitcha, one brother who does chalitza and then returns and does kedushin with her and then dies childless, so that she then falls back to his brothers whom she had previously fallen for yibim or chalitza. Reish Lakish holds that the first brother is not chayiv karis for taking his chalitza, but the other brothers would be chayiv, and all of them would be chayiv karis for taking her tzara. Rav Yochanan says that neither he nor the brothers would be chayiv karis for taking her or any of her tzaros. Reish Lakish's reason is that the pasuk states regarding one who did chalitza, asher lo yivneh, who shall not build his brother's house. Kevin shel banna shuv lo yivneh. The future tense implies that once he did not build, he shall never again build. This is a lav against taking the chalitza, but does not carry the penalty of karis. Even though his brother's wife was originally prohibited as an issur karis, she's only prohibited as a lav. According to Reish Lakish, only he who did chalitza and did not build is now subject to the lav, but the other brothers who did not do chalitza remain with the original issur karis. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the brother who did chalitza acted as the shaliach for all the brothers, and the chalitza acted as the shaliach for all her tzaros. Therefore, no issur karis remains for any of the brothers with her or any of the tzaros. All right, so now we go to our siman daf yud, and our standard siman is a minyan of yidden. A minyan of yidden. So here goes. The minyan of yidden who shunned Yaakov, who violated two sisters, who then bore him sons, refusing to listen to his excuse that each son can call each woman Imo, his mother, were not sure whether they should welcome a man who did a chalitza and then was mekadesh as chalitza, since it's only a love. Once again, it's a motion. The minion of Yidden, that must be more in Duff, Yud. The minion of Yidden who shunned Yaakov, who violated two sisters, who then bore him sons, which reminds us, Rav Ada Karchina said in the name of Rava in front of Rav Kahana that Rebbe does hold the Rebbe Chiya's rule and provided a different explanation of Rebbe's response to Levi as to why the Mishnah does not include the case of Imo Anusa's Aviv, his mother, who was violated by his father. Rebbe explained that it would not fit into one of Rebbe Chiya's rules in the following case, where Yaakov violates two sisters, and each one bears him a son, and then these two sisters marry Yaakov's two other sons, who then die childless. It would not fulfill Rebbe Chiya's rule of Hazur Lazeh Mutaris Lazeh. The sister that is prohibited to this Yavam is permitted to the other Yavam, and vice versa, since each Yavam is Asur as the mother of a different Yavam, and is the sister of his other Yavama. So, the minion of Yidden who shunned Yaakov, who violated two sisters, who then bore him sons, refusing to listen to his excuse that each son can call each woman Imo, his mother, which reminds us, Ravashi says, the Rebbe does not hold of Rebbe Chiya's rule, and that his harsh response to Levi was that Levi should have inferred that the ton of our missions, Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that Anusa's Aviv is Aser, and therefore there can never be a case of Anusa's Aviv falling to Yibum from either brother. But the Mishnah later says, Sheish arayos chamuros me'elot. Six arayos are more chamur than the 15, mifneishin nesuas l'acharim, because they must be married to others and can never marry a man's paternal brother. The Gemara proves that since two of these arayos are Imo, Ve'esha's Aviv, his mother and his father's wife, it must be that Imo, his mother, is referring to a woman that was violated by his father, and the Mishnah is stating clearly that she's forbidden to all of the paternal brothers, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So the minion of Yidden who shunned Yaakov, who violated two sisters, who then bore him sons, refusing to listen to his excuse that each son can call each woman Imo, his mother, were not sure whether they should welcome a man who did chalitza and then was mekadesh his chalitza, since it's only a love. Which reminds us, Gemara discussed the lach in the case of a cholitz lebimto v'chaz v'kidsha, one brother who does chalitza and then returns and does kedushin with her and then dies childless, so that she then falls back to the brothers whom she had previously fallen for yibum or chalitza. Reish Lakish holds that the first brother only had a love to take his chalitza based on the pasuk asher lo yivneh, who shall not build his brother's house. Kevin shel banna shuv lo yivneh. The future tense implies that once he did not build, he shall never again build, but the other brothers remain with the original Issacharis. Yochanan holds that the first brother and the chalitza each act as a shliach for his brothers and her tzaros respectively, and therefore they are only prohibited to each other on the level of a love. So once again, The minion of Yidden, who shunned Yaakov, who violated two sisters, who then bore him sons, refusing to listen to his excuse that each son can call each woman Imo, his mother, were not sure whether they should welcome a man who did a chalitza and then was mekadesh his chalitza, since it's only a love. All right, now it's time for four blabat chazara. Daf vav, so the simur daf vav is a sword, so here goes. The father forbade his son from returning an expensive sword, that must mean more daf vav. The father forbade his son from returning an expensive sword, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brace that stated, I would think that if a Kohen's father tells him to become Tamei, which Rashi explains to mean to go into a cemetery to do a Shabbos Aveda, or he tells him not to return a lost object, he should listen to him. The Torah therefore states, Ish imo va'aviv tirau ves Shabbos asai tishmeru, to teach kuchem chayavim kvodi, all of you are chayav to honor me. So the conclusion is that kibud ave'im is not docha the love of Shabbos, or the love of Tuma, or HaShabbos Aveda. So the father forbade his son from returning an expensive sword, which was found near some shoes and staffs at the entrance to Har Abayis, which reminds us the Torah teaches as Shabbos HaTishmeru in Mikdash Tirau that there's a Shmira of Shabbos and a fear of the Mikdash. Just like on Shabbos, you do not fear Shabbos, but the one who gave us a Shabbos, which is Hashem. By the more of the Mikdash also, you should not fear the Mikdash, you should fear the one who gave us the Mikdash, which is Hashem. The more that brings a price that states, Ezuhi mor ha-mikdash, what is included in the mitzvah of fearing the mikdash? That one may not enter the Har Abayis with a staff, his shoes, his wad, or with dirt on his feet, and one may not use the Har Abayis as a shortcut or spit in its area. So the father forbade his son from returning expensive sword, which was found near some shoes and staffs at the entrance to Har Abayis, and was left behind by an executioner arranged to stop a sreifa from happening on Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what do we learn from L'savaru Eish b'kol Moshvosechem? Do not light a fire in your dwellings. Rav explains that the question is, what does the word Moshvosechem in all your dwellings come to teach us? The word Moshvosechem is said by a mitzvah in order to teach one is obligated in the mitzvah even outside of Eretz Yisrael, but obviously one is chayib on L'savaru even outside of Eretz Yisrael, being that Shabbos is a mitzvah that is upon one's body. The Brisa continues and comes to teach that basin is not permitted to do sreifa on Shabbos. Dav Zayin, so the simur Dav Zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. The cone with the smoking gun, that must mean one Dav Zayin, kli zayin, gun. The cone of the smoking gun who was taken away from the Mizbeach during his avoda, which reminds us, Rav Simon bar Ashi says, the reason we would think that the death penalty may be given on Shabbos is because of a Kal v'chomer, just as the avoda of a Kohen in the base of Mikdash is Chamur and is Docher Shabbos, and yet execution overrides it, as it stated, Me'im Mizbechit tekechenu lamus, from the Mizbeach you shall take him to die, meaning the Kohen is taken to be killed even if he attempts to perform the avoda. Then Shabbos, which is Nidcha because of avoda, then all the more so taking away the Kohen to be killed is Docher Shabbos. So, the Kohen with the smoking gun who was taken away from the Mizbeach during his avoda, and was accused of eating a shlami while he was tame, which reminds the Gemara quotes a brisa that brings an example of the principle of Dav Shev Achlav Yatsmin Achal Ramed from the pasuk that states, and the one that eats from the meat of a carbon shlami and he is tame is Chayev Karis. Now, why does the pasuk need to say this? We already learned the one who is tame eats kachim is Chayev Karis from a different pasuk. We learned this from the justice of shlami is kachim Mizbeach, consecrated for being offered in the Mizbech, and one is Chayev Karis when eating it, so to anything else that is kachim Mizbech, which excludes kachim Betika bias, consecrated for temple repair, that if one ate it when he's tame, he's putters. This rush could be used by Achos Ishto as well, as far as Eishas Ach is included in the category of all rights, as it's written, Ki kol sheyas mikol tohevas ha'el v'nikrusu, anyone that does one of these abominations will be cut off, and it is taken out of that general category, and it's a heter that she falls to Yibum, and this teaches us that all rice too fall to Yibum. The Gemara says that this drasha is different because the drasha by Shlamim is a general Isser and a specific Isser, whereas with our drasha there's a general Isser and a specific heter. So, the cone with the smoking gun who was taken away from the Mizbech during his avoda, and who was accused of eating a Shlamim while he was Tamei, was caught when the Baal Keri Matsori put his fingers into the Azor to purify, pointing them out. Which reminds, Gemara says that one might have learned that Acho's Ishto, his wife's sister, may be permitted for Yibum with a Mamatzino from Eshes Ach, even though Eshes Ach had one Isser and Acho's Ishto had two Isserim through a principle called Oil V'Ishtri Ishtri. Since it, one Isser becomes permitted, it referring to a second Isser becomes permitted. We find this principle of Oil V'Ishtri Ishtri by a Metzora, where the Metzora has a head to put his fingers into the base of Migdash for his purification process, and he may do so even if he's a Baal Keri, thereby having two Isserim. This is because once the Isra of Matzor is Mutter, the Isra of Keri becomes Mutter as well. Daf Ches, so the Simur Daf Ches is a Challah. So here goes. The Hekesh Challah, that must be more in Daf Ches. The Hekesh Chala that was awarded to the Achuz Ishto instead of the Esha Zach, which reminds the Gemara, that since we can compare all the Arayos to the Esha Zach and Yibum would be permitted based on Rabbi Yonah's Hekesh, and we're able to compare all Arayos to Achuz Isha, and all Arayos would be usher to do Yibum based on the Hekesh to Alea, why do we compare them to Achuz Isha? The Gemara answers that if there's a choice to go either with Kula or Chumra, we go with Chumra. Alternatively, the Gemara answers that since Esha's Ach is one Isser, and Achuz Isha and all Arayos are two Isurim, we compare all Arayos to Achuz Isha. So the Hekesh Chala that was awarded to the Achuz Ishto instead of the Esha's Ach was snatched by the Tzara standing under the Aleha banner. Which reminds us, Rava says that the word Aleha is not to teach about Achuz Ishto, as it's obvious that Yibam would not be Dochehed, as an Ase is not Doche Alos Ase, Sheesh Bokoris. Rather, is to teach you that the Tzara of an Erva does not fall to Yibam. Ravashi brings a proof to Rav from the words of our Mishnah, which states, Chamesh Esrei Nashim Potros Tzaros Sen, 50 women Pater their Tzaros, but doesn't mention that these 50 women exempt themselves. This makes sense according to Rava, as the Mishnah does not need to teach this, as is obvious. So the Hekesh Chala that was awarded to the Achuz Ishto instead of the Esha Zach was snatched by the Tzara standing under the Aleha banner, who then gave it to her Yavama friend who was divorced and about to remarry her Yavam. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina darshans that the word Ulkacha, and he takes her, teaches, Shemagarshim a get umachzira, he divorces with a get and he may take her back. Rashi explains that once the Yavam does Yibam, the Yavama is fully his wife. If he wants to divorce her, he gives her a get and does not need to do chalitza. After he divorces her, he may remarry her, and we do not say that since his sister-in-law was permitted to him only within the context of the mitzvah of Yibum, once he divorces her, she reverts to being usher as an Ishazach. Daf Tess, so the similar Daf Tess is a teapot. So here goes. The avid tea drinker, that must be more in Daf Tess, teapot. The avid tea drinker who was on his way to bring a chattis for being obit avodah zor b'shogeg, which reminds the Rabbanan learned that any ver that when Dumba Mezid won his chayv chorus, when Dumba Shogeg won his chayv chattis, they learned it from the parsha dealing with an individual doing avodah zorah. Torah achas yelechem o'osu b'shkaga v'nefesh ha'shatas b'yad rama. It should be one law to you, to one who acts inadvertently and to one who acts with intention. The Rabbanan make a hekesh with this of the entire Torah to avodah zorah. Just as with avodah zorah, there is chorus if Dumba Mezid, and a chattis if Dumba Shogeg, so to anything for which one is chayv chorus for doing b'mezid is chayv chattis if he did it b'shogeg. So the avid tea drinker who was on his way to bring a chattis for being ovit avodah zorah b'shogeg was so shocked when he saw his brother attempting to marry his mother, who was his father's anusa, which reminds us, Levi asked Rabbi why the Mishnah did not list 16 cases and include the case of the erva of Imo Anusa's aviv. One's mother was violated by his father and they weren't married. Rebbe answered him that the Mishnah does not mention cases that are subject to dispute, and this erva is a matter of disagreement, for it's a machlokas between Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan if a case of Anusa's Avi falling to Yibum is even a possibility. So the avid tea drinker who was on his way to bring a chattis for being Ovid Avodah Zorah B'Shogeg was so shocked when he saw his brother attempting to marry his mother, who was his father's Anusa, that he tripped and spilled his tea on two brothers who were about to be Miyabim, two sisters. Which reminds us, the Gemara challenges Rebbe's assertion that the Mishnah does not list cases where there's a Malchokas, when it brings Rebbe Chiya's rule that applies to our Mishnah and it only works according to Rebbe Shimon and not according to the Rabbanan, it answers that Rebbe does not hold of Rebbe Chiya's rule. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Golden Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.